Just a couple of points related to last time's year, and then we'll move on. We discussed the various positions among Poskim and Eretz Yisrael about using or benefiting from the electricity that's generated on Shabbos through the Israeli electric system. I saw a letter to the editor a few weeks ago in the Hebrew Mishpacha, which was running a series of articles and responses about the plight of older singles in the Hasidisha and the Shivisha community in Eretz Yisrael. So an older single girl wrote a letter in appreciating the fact that the Mishpacha magazine had taken on this issue and noting that after going a very long time without any suggestions, she just had three suggestions that came up in the past week because of people who have been inspired by this series of Mishpacha. And she said, people should maybe begin thinking outside the box and entertain mixed marriages between Hasidisha families and Yeshivisha families, Litvisha families. She says she knows one happily married couple where the husband comes from a strong Chazanish Litvisha background and the wife comes from a Hasidisha background, and they had to compromise. So the husband compromised on not using the electricity on Shabbos, and when he goes to his in-laws, has to use the electricity even though they don't have a generator. And the wife compromised that now she eats kibbutz on Pesach. So those are the examples of this letter writer as to how to have a happy mixed marriage.
Oh, is this week,
Mom? There's a few weeks there. I just happened to see it this week, but it's some before Hanukkah. Okay, we discussed last time Bishul Bechama. There are a couple footnotes of note in the Mincha Shlomo, in the printed Mincha Shlomo. I don't believe that the Bar Ilan has the footnotes, though I could be wrong. So you might have to see.
I haven't seen it.
Right, I think you might have to see the actual Tzuras Adav to see the footnotes. So this is in the newest printed version of the Mincha Shlomo. This is in Hamra Simen Yud Beis. So the footnote, which was written by Shlomo Zalman as well, writes that he was once visiting the Chazon Ish, and he discussed with him heating up water on Shabbos with a mazleg chashmali. So the footnote on the footnote, the editor's footnote here, on Shlomo Zalman's footnote, just says, you have to understand terminology. Mazlei Kashmuli does not mean an immerser, like, you know what an immerser is? You have this metal coil that goes around and around, and you stick it in water and it heats up the water. You're like, they used to have this.
Yeah, it's still there.
Right, so I remember when I was a buffer, I think. people still have them. To heat up water without a kettle. So you plug it in and then you have the coil to go around that heats up the water because of the electricity that goes through that. So that's not what he's talking about. He's talking about some kind of an apparatus of negative and positive electricity that could generate heat through the water. Right? There's nothing, you're creating an electrical current through this negative and positive. But it's not that anything's plugged in. I don't know exactly how that works. I mean, I'm not a physicist or an electrician, but
electrolyte current through the water.
That's right. Yeah. I can't explain exactly how that works. But anyway, so he discussed that with the Chazon Ish, and he said, or Shlomo Zalman said to the Chazon Ish, he thinks that that's only an issur derabanan, because there's no esh there. So that should be mevashel the Tolda Sachama. Tolda Sachama is any form of heat where there's no esh. That should be mevashel the Tolda Sachama, which is only an ish to the Rabbanim. So Shlomo Zalman says, if that's an ish, if that's the case, then you should encourage hospitals that need to heat up water for cholim to use this kind of an apparatus, because then you're only dealing with the Nisr and the Rabbana. He said, the Chazon Ish responded that just like if you are Mevashel, the Mayim Chamim, if you heated up water, And now you're mevashel in that water. Let's say that's a kli misha shehusar me'al gabe ish, which is still melacha deraisa. So just like that's tayiv katas. So if you're mevashel through an electrical current, that's also told of the ish, told of the or, and not told of the chama. So Rishon Zalman writes that he was very surprised to hear such a thing. And he says, V'yaldus ha'isavi lomar shirak ha'rishonim hayu yicholim lomar chidish gadol kazeh. He said to the Chazon Ish in his youthful lack of proper discretion that you need to be Rishon to say something like that. But he says the Chazon Ish responded that he thinks it's Pasha. And you don't have to be the Rashba to say that. So Rishon Zalman writes that still today, he finds it difficult to understand the Chazon Ish. But that was the conversation that Rishon Zalman relates. He had with the Chazon Ish as to whether to define heating something up through an electrical current where there's no Eish anywhere near there, whether that's told to the Chan or told the Or.
Can we say one time, what was Chazanish's reason?
Chazanish's reason is just like if you heat up water and then you put something in the water, that's told to the Or. So if you heat up water through, doesn't make a difference if the water is cooking the object that you're putting in because the water is heated up by H or the water is heated up by an electrical current. That's still a total of the ish.
But why don't you do the same thing if the sun heated up? Is that just saying that you consider electricity fire?
That's not electricity.
Well, that is true, but this isn't electricity. This is you're creating the heat through some kind of electrical, that's the word, not reaction.
Charge.
The way he says it is, "Heishav libe pshitas the kamosha mevashel b'mayim chamim shehim tolada me'esh chayechatas kagam mevashel b'zerim shel chashmal hoel b'derek klal hu talich hayoser esh." Since usually electricity is something that creates a kind of fire in the Chazanish's mind. Avalei, the Chazon Ish held that an electrical current is bona. We'll get there later in the year. Avalei ke'ein ibor shaleish, Moshe chayavin al tolada kach gam al ibor kolu b'derek klalu asid liyos eish. Afagav shalemaisa rak imei mayim melonosa shemesh. So using this kind of a current is something that in other contexts will create eish. So here, even if it doesn't create eish, that's still called a tolada eish. And if that's hard to understand, it sounds like you're in good company.
It's the good stuff on Google.
That is?
I found the device that you were talking about.
Yeah.
The electrical one.
Yeah.
And then I looked up the heating without a current.
Okay.
It seems like it's called Joule heating.
Joule heating?
Like J-O-U-L-E, like the unit.
Like the cigarette?
No. J-O-U-L. So it's in the path of a current through an electrical conductor, basically. It produces some energy.
Okay.
It sounds like what we're describing.
Uh-huh.
So they show like, you know, have like two like electrodes.
Okay.
Everything I assume that where you can plug in and
right.
That just passes the current through there.
Okay. So you can take a look. It's footnote 6 in the printed Mitzvah Shlomo Kama Simin Yud Beis. Okay, let's move on and begin discussing Bishul Achar Bishul. The Mishnah tells us on Daf Kuf Mem Pei of the Beis, where it posts on Lamed Tesamid Aleph, Kol Shabbat B'chamin Me'erev Shabbos, Shorin Oso B'chamin B'Shabbos. That anything that was B'chamin before Shabbos Rashi says, "Ba b'cham in kolom rishon is bashel." So anything that was cooked before Shabbos, shower yourself b'cham in the Shabbos. You're allowed to soak it in hot water on Shabbos. Even though that hot water is, in essence, cooking the object that you're putting in. What's an example? So it says the Gemara, Kigon Mai, Amr Safra, Kigon, Tarnigalasa, Rebbe Abba. Rashi Gon Mai, Havi Babacham, and Shechos, and Bishon, and Sabacham. So this is Targolos Adur Abba, it was cooked beforehand, and then you soak it in hot water in order to cause it to further soften, and then you eat that lirafua. So what is the gather of Kol Shabbat B'chamim Erev Shabbos in this context? The Tosa says, "Ad Lamakasa B'Aleph," where the Gemara that quotes this Mishnah, "Kol Shabbat B'chamim B'chamim Shabbos Perish Shenis Bashel L'Gamri." Now we're talking about where it was fully cooked before Shabbos. Because Mefarish L'Kaman Perikavitz Kigon Tanu Galasa Rabbi Abba. So that's an example of something that was fully cooked before Shabbos. If it's fully cooked before Shabbos, Shorin Osa B'chamin on Shabbos. And then Tosfos goes into discussion, Machlokes Rabbeinu Tam and the Rashbam, we'll talk about later on, as to whether Kli Rishon Shehusar Me'al Gabei Eish, or Irimi Kli Rishon rather, has a din of Kli Rishon. Fine. So Tosfos here holds that we see from the Mishnah, Kufram Hei, Ein bishel achar bishel. That once it's already cooked, there's no violation in putting it in hot water, i.e., doing subsequent bishel, as long as it's already nisbashel kol tzarcha. So, just as an introductory remark, we can't learn everything on regal atta, so we have to make certain assumptions that we'll come back to and flesh out later on. But for our purposes, our discussion here of Ein Bishel Archa Bishel is talking about where you're also not violating other ancillary derabat. So we'll have to talk about the parameters of Shehiya and Hapsara. But we talk about, to the extent that Ein Bishel Archa Bishel creates a Hetu L'Kachila, that you can L'Kachila put back the Targolas of the Rabba in the hot water, that's only if you're not doing so in a way that would violate the derabanan of Shehiya and Achsara, i.e., for our purposes, you're not putting it ala ish mamish, but you're putting it in a kli shehusar me ala ish, you're putting it on top of a kedera ala ish, or you're putting it on a properly set up electrical hot plate, but you're not violating Achsara or Shehiya. That's what the Magen Avraham points out here. In Sechata Yudalid, Shin Yudas Yudalid, Mutu Lishroso, Afilu B'Kli Rishon, Udilo Kabach, Demachmir. That if it's a Kli Rishon, Shehusa Re'al Gabe Eish, then you're allowed to put something that's already been cooked back in that Kli Rishon, not if it's on Gabe Eish, but if it's Husar Gabe Eish, and there's a back that he quotes as Machmir, even on Kli Rishon, Shusar Me'al Gabe Eish, Kli Rishon we'll have to come back to later on, but for our purposes, we talk about Ein Bishel Achar Bishel, so just to make things simple in our minds for now, till we flesh out the difference between Kli Rishon, Irmi Kli Rishon, etc. So let's just see this as putting it on a hot plate for simplicity's purposes. Okay. So the Be'er Halacha points out here on Sifdalid, Dibra Maskel Afilu B'Odurasayach, that there is a group of Rishonim that we can fit into the sheet that we just saw of the Bali Tosin, the Aflamites, that Ein Bishel, Akar Bishel is only operative if the food item that was cooked was in this Bashel called Sarfa. So he quotes the Sefer Truma and the Smag and the Smack and the Ghost Maimonides that all have the following position. If you want to look at it inside, easiest to see in the Hagos Maimonides in Paragimel Os Bes, Rambam, or Barilan, Gimel Os Bes. Lola Hosef Kisa Yaleem, a filo al Kedera She'enam the Mushalas called Sarka. So you're not allowed to put a lid on a pot where the contents of the food, the contents of the pot are not fully cooked. Afa Pishan is Patashel Kamakal Shehispashel Kamakal Bindusai, even though the food already was cooked at the level of Makal Bindusai, so it was partially cooked, not fully cooked, cooked enough to be edible, but not fully cooked. The Tosefes Kisei B'Shabbos Havalei K'mevasha B'Shabbos, that if you're putting a cover on a pot, that's considered a form of dishel. So says the Mishnah Brura, we're talking here about food that's already nisbashel k'machal mitrusai, but not nisbashel kol tsarcho, and yet we're worried about Kisei Kedera because Kisei Kedera in essence is a form of dishel. So you see that these Rishonim fit in with the position of the Bali Tosfos that Ein Bishel Akar Bishel is only operative once something is Nisbashel Kol Tzarcho. Anything short of Nisbashel Kol Tzarcho, even if it's Nisbashel Kol Macha Ben Yusai, there still is a problem of subsequent Bishel.
Did the rest of the problem?
So we'll have to flesh that out. For the moment, let's assume that it's a derisa problem. Let's assume for the moment, although we'll see definitely in the Rambam there's what to talk about. But I think it's a baseline assumption. Ein Bishel Akar Bishel tells you that once you reach, once you pass the threshold of Bishel, that's Heter Gamor. If you haven't passed that threshold, that would still be an issa derisa. But we'll see, according to some Rishonim, that maybe a middle ground may only be derabah. But I think for our purposes for now, let's assume that we're talking about a chashash of Bishel the Raisa. And that's what the Mishnah Brura explains within these Bali Tosos. If you take a look at the Berlacha, in my printing, it's the fourth line on the page that this Berlacha spills over to. The Alkartha, the Sphere Lahu, the Yesh Bazet Isa Deraisa. And these we showed him to have this position that you can't be Mechasa Ikedera where there is food that isn't fully cooked. We're talking about Isa Deraisa. Then Eva Isa Deraisa. Because this is not Kisa Kedera, is not Bishul Mamish. It's just Mimaher Bishulo. And there's no problem with Kisa Kedera if the only potential Isser would be an Isser Derabana. Okay. And the Rashba disagrees. Rashba Lamentes Amidale Diver Maskil Hako. According to the Rashba, once something is already dispatched, Kamakal Ben Yusai, once it's dispatched at a point where the food is edible, even if it's not as tasty, then we say Ein Bishel Akar Bishel. Lashon Rashba, Perish Shabbat Bechamin Milfnei Shabbos, Ben Dispatched Kamakal Ben Yusai. The Shuv, Eva, Mishum, Bishal. We're talking about where it's already cooked the Macha Ben Dusai before Shabbos. Once it hits the Macha Ben Dusai threshold, then there's no longer a problem of Bishal, and you could be Shaur Bechamin, even Lechachil. Let's just segue for a few moments to talk about Nachal Min Yusai as the shear that the Rashi develops here. So the Gemara introduces us to Nachal Min Yusai on Yitessam and Beis, Kafa Madalif. The Mishnah says on Yitessam and Beis, Ein Sol in Basar Batil Udeitza Ela Kadeshi Yatzul Mevodyom. You're only allowed to roast meat, onions, and eggs on Erev Shabbos. You're only allowed to set up the roasting apparatus if it's going to be roasted before Shabbos begins. This is in the series of examples the Mishnah has of different malachos that you can set into motion before Shabbos, only as long as the malacha is performed at a minimal level before Shabbos begins, and the Machlokas B'Shabbos Sova, all of that, some of those derivatives in the previous Mishnah. So the Mishnah's example, you can only roast basar, batzel, and beitza if it's going to be roasted before Shabbos begins. Says the Gemara, on kafa b'dal from the top of kama, Amar b'lazer, Amar Rav, kidei sheyatzulu b'vod yom k'macha b'drusai. When we say it has to be roasted before Shabbos begins, it doesn't mean it has to be roasted kol tzarfo. It's sufficient to be roasted k'macha b'drusai. Amar Nami, Amar Basi, Amar Yochanan, kol she k'macha b'drusai. That's not only a Shabbos halacha, but Machal Ben Yusai is relevant as far as the definition of Bishul for Bishul Akum as well. Kanya, Kanani Omer, Koshuk, Machal Ben Yusai, Mutal Ashosa, Akabahira, the Alpha Pisha, and Guha Tumas. This is relevant in the Haksara Shihir context as well, that if you have something that's already cooked, Machal Ben Yusai, then there's no problem with Shahia as long as the heat source is sufficiently glaruf the cut. Okay, says Rashi, Ben Drusai, listen Haya, Ben Drusai was a famous bandit, Umavashil Bishula Shlish, he was always on the run, and he would eat food at the minimum level that you could safely eat it, which was one third cooked. And we know the Rambam, the Rashi writes this in Menachos as well, and in Zayin Ben Aleph. And the Rambam, we know, in Paratas Halacha Hey, defines Machal Ben Yusai as half-cooked as opposed to one-third cooked. So this Halacha of the Mishnah Yitessam and Beis is quoted in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Reish Nun Dalet. Rabbi writes, Reish Nun Dalet, Sif Beis, Ein tolin batzal ubeitzo basar ogabi gafalin elakadish yitzo vigoyom mishnei tzedadav kemacha vendrusai shehu chati bishula. So the Chaver paskins that you're only allowed to set up the roasting before Shabbos if it's going to be roasted vigoyom kemacha vendrusai. The Chaver says it has to be roasted mishnei tzedadav. That's based on the suga in Menachos and Daf Nun Zayin, which the Rambam has here in Parakas Halacha Hey. Shulchati bishulah. So the Chaver is noke like the Rambam that it's one half cooked. Afilu baser b'di. The kemish in yehugabe kolim in a koshesh ela she yitzla mehera. The afri she yisare chilka chashina shem yipata. Ava kishinitzla kamalcha min yusai lo chashinan dil ma'asi l'chasuye. Afilum basar shor shem yafri she roi lafil l'vani yichata l'atzin. So the reason for this din, that you can't set up the roasting before Shabbos unless it's already cooked at a certain base level, is because of the concern of shem yichata, that you may come to stoke the coals. And once it's cooked at that point, there's no incentive to further stoke the coals, and therefore it's much better to set it up before Shabbos. So just take a look at the Be'er Halacha here about Kishanitzle, the Filo Ha'osrin Bereish Simin Reish Nun Gimel Inyan Bishol V'Sfira Lahu Debe'inan Shehem B'Bushol Kol Tzarko. Hachal Inyan Tzli L'Kuli Alma Sagi B'Chtei Machal Ben Insight. So we'll see when we get to Reish Nun Gimel and the Lachos of Shehiya, that's a machlokas. Machlokas is the beginning of Parakira in the Chananya Rabbanan Sugya, whether Shehiya is only a problem if it is Nisvashel, whether Shehiya becomes Mutter, if it's Nisvashel Kamachom and Nisai, or is it only Mutter once it's Nisvashel Kotzarko. But even though we have an Machlokas, an official Berlacha points out, everyone agrees here to this Mishnah and that few tests in the context of Tzli. Tzli has a different standard than Bishul as far as Shehiya or the equivalent. So Machlokas and Nusai in this context is relevant to Kuli Alma. But what you see from the Gemara and Daf Kaf is that Macha ben Dusai seems to be a halakhically significant bishul, not only in Hilchos Shabbos but in Hilchos Machale Akum as well. So that's the position of the Rashba here, and Daf Lamed Tes, and the Chacham Svarim, Ritzvah, Rabban, Ran, probably the Ran, and the Rush in Parak Gimel Simen Yud Aleph, that the din of Ein Bishul Achar Bishul applies once something is Misbashel to Malcham and Yusai, even if it is not Misbashel Ko Sarfa. What is Shitas HaRambam? So the Rambam writes, Perek Tes Halacha Gimel, HaMevashel Al HaOr, Davar Shahaya Mevushel Kol Tzarto. So if you cook on fire, on a flame, something that was already cooked, Kol Tzarto. Oh, Davar She'enu Tzarek Bishul Klau, or something that doesn't require bishul at all, something that's fully edible raw, pater. Okay. So on the one hand, the Rambam here is talking about bishul achar bishul, or in bishul achar bishul. And the Rambam defines that as called sarfa. That a bishul achar bishul is relevant only to something this vashel called sarfa. Which is how the Beis Yosef frames the shitas Rambam here. That the Rambam is like the Bali Tosfos we saw, not like the Chachmei Svarim. However, the Rambam says pater. If you're mevashel al or davar shemevushel kol tzarko, pater sounds like pater v'lasser. Pater sounds like it's still a yisid rabbana, right? That even if ein bishul achar bishul, even if something's mevashel kol tzarko, so that means it's no longer a violation in a Torah. But pater sounds like there's still an iser the rabbana. Even though there's no issur d'oraisa, there's still an issur d'rabbanan. You can say only two.
Is anywhere we can translate?
According to Tosos, if it's mitzvashel kol tzarko, then it's heter gomer. Ein bishul achar bishul means that once it's mitzvashel kol tzarko, then it's heter gomer to cook it again. And according to the Rashba, the Chacham Svarim, and the Rush, even if it's only mitzvashel kol tzarko, then it's heter gomer. It's had to gomer to continue cooking. According to the Bali Tosos, once it's mitzvashel kol tzarko, it's had to gomer. And the Rambam, pater, sounds like pater v'lasser. Sounds like there's no iser d'oraisa, but there's still be an iser d'rabbanan. The Drisha,
how does he read the Mishnah?
How does he read the Mishnah? Kol Shabbos, showing us Avacham in the Shabbos. Right? Let's go slow. So the Drisha writes as follows. So this is the piece beginning, Gama Shakasav. Gama Shakasav, Beisiosi, the song of Mashkasav, a Rambam, Perikas. The master did a Rambam. The Mishalon is Masha called Sarko. Alpha Pisha Gila Macha Bindusai, Shaya Pay Bishop. The Chiyuve Nami Machayev. Right? That's on the other side. According to the Rambam, it sounds like anything less than his Masha called Sarko is an Isra Doraisa. The Kakas of Obey Sosin, Africa, Kosovo, Kuchem Rambam. Kashali. Tim Kane, Dive Rambam, Kitsas, Sashri Adadi Zazet. Why? Trey Kosta, Parakuf Tess, Dabar, Shenis Bashel, Kodim Ashabis, O Nishra, Bethanim, Gufne Ashabis, if something was cooked before Shabbos, or was soaked in hot water before Shabbos, Avavishu Avshab Tzone, even if it's cooled down, Mutu Lishrosa Bethanim, the Shabbos, you're allowed to now soak it in hot water on Shabbos. That should be cut bay, not a fess. Parakut bay is halacha fess. Darush is Vasha Kodim Shabbos. Oh, Nisha Bechamin of Nei Shabbos. Abishu Akshav Tzonein. Mutilish Rosa Bechamin. The Shabbos, Vavi Beisos Besavach. The Pasuk of Lav, Beisos explains that Rabba. The Nir Bidvarav. That Fila Lonis Vasha Kamacho Bindrusai. Kevin Shanishra Bemayim Rosen, Kashi Pimavusha, the Inshali Kashi Pimavasha Bashabis, Ishishonis of Bashabis, the Chamek. So the Vesos have understood in that Rambam that even if it's Nisbashel, even if it's less than Machel Bindusai, once it was soaked in hot water, it's considered a Vushal, and you say, Ein Bishal Acha Bishal. The Ethium of Lock and Pach, Karbe Lin and Bishlu Ala Eish. I feel the Gila Malka Ben Yisoy, I feel the Yeshua Mishim Bishol, Lash Rosa Bechamin, Mashmet Filogi Adai Malka Ben Yisoy. Mashmet Arya feel the Bishri Eskan, and the Plibishon, I feel the Alchemist of Lash Rosa. Okay, you're on the Nias Daiti. Right, so he's bothered by the Rambam Perikot Beis, that with Beisos, he understood the Rambam Perikot Beis, is that if something's soaked in water or cooked with Nei Shabbos, you're allowed to be shorin b'chamin b'shabbos. And there's also understood that even if it's not k'malcha ben yisai. But even if you don't accept the Beisosev's understanding there, at least he says it sounds like it doesn't have to be called sarcho. And there it's going to be mutter l'shrel, so on the Shabbos. Right, so that's where the Rambam basically quotes the Mishnah Kufam Hey in Kufay's Halacha Tess. Right? So there, essentially, the Rambam is saying, Kosh Sharon, Kosh Bishlo, Kodam Shabbos, is Mutar Rishonos Bechad in Shabbos. And here the Rambam says, that the shear is called Sarko, not Makal Bidusai. Yoli Yastaiti said to Grisha, the Gamma Rambam, the Nispasha Kamakal Bidusai, Nispasha called Sarko Mikriba. And when the Rambam writes in Karakas called Sarko, he doesn't mean called Sarko. Called Sarko there means halachic bishal. Halachic bishul is affected at, or edible bishul, but kol sarcho bishul is affected at machal ben dusai, and kol sarcho doesn't really mean kol sarcho. But the das harash rabbeinu, he thinks that the Rambam is really going like the Rosh and the Rashba, and not like the Bali Tosos. And he says even the Magen Mishnah. The Magen Mishnah here quotes the Rashba in Parakas. So, simple reading the Magen Mishnah, so the Magen Mishnah quotes the Rashba is an alternative position to the Rambam. Misha thinks the Magen Mishnah is quoting the Rashba to suggest that the Rambam holds like the Rashba and interpret Kol Tzarcho loosely as the mouth have been dusach. So the drisha is not bothered by our problem, the fact that pater implies pater belaser. He's focused on whether the shear for ein bishal akam bishal is kamakav nimisai or kol tzarfa. And to just say it slightly differently than the drisha, because at the very least, Mistima Slashana Rambam in Perakov Bays, based on Mishnah Kufim Hey, there's no indication that the din is limited to this Basha of the Bachal, let's say it like this. He assumes, based on the Beis Osis read of that Rambam in Perakov Bays, that there's no iser once somebody uses bashko bakam in the sun. Right? He could have said that there's no stira in the other direction, meaning that the Rambam is so saying in Parakut days, like the Lashon Mishnah. And the Rambam doesn't define what's considered bishul for purposes of made bishul or bishul. But the Rambam already defined it in Parakut as called tzarfa. So you read the Kaf Beis in light of Parakut. But the Drisha doesn't want to do that. The Drisha goes in the opposite direction and assumes that the Rambam in Parakut Beis allows for Bishul Achar Bishul once something is dispatched from Achar Dusai, and then rereads Parakut in light of Parakut Beis. And then he says, in light of that, the Drisha says you can answer the Ramah's question that the Ketzin Mishnah quotes. Ketzin Mishnah, Halakha Gimel, Tes Gimel, Ramah Kosov, Nir Bidvarav, Shem Eina Mavushal Kotzarko, Alpha Pishin is Vashal Kabacha Ben Yusai, Chai Mishnah Vashal. According to the Ramah, it sounds like, as long as it's not this Vashal Kotzarko, there's a theme of the Raisa. The Kashalan, in Ketzin Lidvarav, Heyach Mutter, Lishal, Sogabi Kira Gufa Ktuba, Davar etzarek lo lachol b'layla, nechush dila negus. If that's the case, then how are you allowed in practice to be shoa something, even if the kira is gufik tuma, if you're going to eat it that night, maybe we should be concerned, as long as it's not nine special called sarfo, that you're going to stir it, and that could be a violation of bishul deraisa. Bisha says, no, because in the Chanami, going to the Rambam, once it's Nisbashka Bacham and Dusai, there is no longer an Issa Deraisa. Maybe it's even Heter Gomer. But the Drisha doesn't directly address the issue of Pater versus Mutter in the Rambam. Right? So Drisha says that according to the Rambam, you read called Sarko as Kamacha ben Dusai. So Mavasha lava or something that's already called Kamacha ben Dusai is Pater. So you maybe, according to the Drisha, this would be adding a step. But maybe the Drisha could say that if it's Nisbashel Kamachal Ben Rusai, then it's only going to be an Issa Derabana. That's Pater. If it's Nisbashel Arko Sarko, then that's Heter Gomer. That's adding a layer to the Rambam that's not there. Right? But is that possible that according to the Drisha, the Rambam is talking about it was Nisbashel Kamacha Medusai, which is a stretch of the Lashon Kotzarko, and that's where you're Pater. But if it's Nisbashel Kotzarko, then that's going to be had their gomer. So whether or not that is the Rambam, there is such a chidush era. Chidush era lametesam et aleph divur maskul kol sheba. Lametesam et aleph divur maskul kol sheba. Kol sheba b'chamim lufnei Shabbos. Madichin osab b'chamim b'Shabbos. Hitchu v'tosis. Hide it now, madichin. I'm sorry, this is the wrong Yom Asa. Kol Sheba B'chan, Lefnei Hashab, Shomer Tov B'chan, B'chan. Sorry. First piece of the Chidush Eran, Lama Tassim and Aleph. Kershe B'Tosos, Hainu B'Nisbash V'Kol Tzorcho. That's what we saw in our Tosos, Lama Tassim and Aleph. V'Hainu Darmino La Perek Tzadis, Kibon Mai, Ben Glas Nirvava, Kolomar. Sha'ach HaShayitim B'Mishal Tzkol Tzorcho. The chicken of Rebaba was fully cooked before Shabbos. Hayah Shomer Tov B'chan, Kedesh Tisrak Yath Yoser. But it wasn't fully cooked. Even though it was already cooked, the Malchav and Nusai did too low Evshel Chayuvei Alavishim Bishol. And once it's cooked, the Malchav and Nusai, you can't be Mechayim Mishim Bishol anymore. There's no way to the rice anymore. Afilu Hachi Ein Shorin Asa Mishum the Cave and Algabe or Mamish Aser. The Hainu Lahafsir, the Aser Vitoldus or the Hainu Lahafsir, the Aser. The sins, you can't put it Al or Mamish because that's an Isser Drabban of Afzara. Even if it's Mizvash and Kamakam and Jesai, you're going to put it Al or Mamish, that's an Isser of Afzara. Vitoldus or Nami, Mathurinan Bay. So we're Mathurin told us or also. Ho of Alonis Basha Kotzarfo. That if it's blood is Basha Kotzarko, so then even if it's a Toldos or even if it's a Kliyushin, Shuhusar Me'al Gabe'esh, even if it's a Shorin Bechamin situation, it's still going to be Aser Midrabana. So that position of the Kedush Eran distinguishes between Nisbasha Kotzarko and Malcham and Dusai as far as whether there's Heter Gam or Nisbasha Midrabana. That if it's already Nisbasha Kamalcham and Dusai, there's no more Bishal Daraisa. But there's still going to be an Isser Durabbanan. And only if it's a Svasha Kotzorcho is it Mutter even Lechachila. So whether or not you're willing to extend the Drisha to say that in the Rambam here, but at least it's a Chidush Eran. Right?
Yeah. What's this far that, you know, the Chazar and Bishal are just two different things? And you're saying that since there's an Isser of Hafzara, there's also an Isser of Yerban and Fish, right?
We're saying since there's an Isser of Hafzara ala Eish,
therefore there's a Rimbacher and since it's in Yerban and Fish. Like, why? What's the time of that connection? Like, why should that be?
So I'll read you another line of the Ran. This is the Ran of Lamaches of the Bays. A few pieces earlier. This is in the context of Hafzara. So there the Ran writes, Odan biyada mutter hinifo gabe kargasar. So that's the distinction Gemara has between whether you're allowed to be mafzir something al eish if you're still holding it, as opposed to if you're ready baniyeho gabe karka. That if you're still holding it, it's mutter lahapsir, lahapsir alaish. So the Rande writes, the afogav darminan kol hani mili midrabana ba'almaninu. But even though everything we're talking about here is only in the realm of the rabbanans, and even if you were to actually cook it, it would only be a drabbanan. The Kaman in his Vasha Kamalka Ben Dusai lefbe mishum vashum in the raisa. That even if you, so here we're talking about hafzara, but hafzara is aser either nafsi kibishal, shami akata, or whatever the, we'll talk about what the reasoning is, but these are, it's only nisa the rabbanim. So even though you could never come to nisa the raisa anyway, because it's already in this vashum kamakal ben dusai, hith rizal bidvar malalu, we're still super machmir, even if we're a step removed from Bishol, because it's krovim lavo l'isur Torah. That might shed back here, shed light back here also. That again, the Ran says, alamates, that as long once it's in Smashu Kamakam in Nusai, you still can't come to the Issa the Raisa Bishol. Afilahaki in Sharinasa, Mishum, the Cave and the Agave or Mamish Aser, the Hainu Lahapsir, the Aser Betoldus, the Aser, Betoldus or Nami, Mathmarinan, hey, Hobel and Smashu Kamsarfam. So it could be that it's not, it doesn't align perfectly as far as our Gedarim of. What's Xavier Luxera? What's an extension? What's a extension, a Darabon extension that goes too far? But it could be in light of that other comment of the Ran that because these are quote lovely, the Yisrael Torah more mafia. So in these things, we may have a more expansive reign to impose these Yisrael Darabon. But either way, the Ran is saying that. If something is ready in this magical called Sarfo, if something is ready in this magical Machim and Nusai, there's no Issa Deraisa official anymore. And nevertheless, there's a Dirabanan of the Sharon and Samachamin. In essence, Yeh Special Archivishal Dirabanan, because just like we're Machmer and Atzar, we're Machmer and Vishal Archivishal.
And he doesn't really have a Gemara that says it. He just says the starter if they ask it, about it as well. That goes to base or not. Is it starter?
If it's a new condition, Kosh Baruch Hamid is going to be fully cooked, which implies it's not fully cooked.
Look, just initially, could have said, anything shorter than this derisa, but he assumes, right? According to the Bali Tosfos, if something is what's the passion according to Bali Tosos? According to the Bali Tosos, on Lama Testament Aleph, that in order to have a heter, showing us of a common the Shabbos, it has to be Mavushal Kol Tzarfa. So if it's already in this passion of a bath under Dusai, says that only us and Darbanans have potentially us and Minotaur. Or the Ran assumes it's passion that is only us or Darbanan, because once it's in this passion of a bath under Dusai, then there's no fee of Bishal anymore. Not necessarily Pashit, because the Bali Tosfos assume that even Wazis and Vashim Machim and decides to submit it to the Raisa. So we'll have to talk about that in a few moments, or that's fine, depending on how we go. But once you work with the assumption that if something is Vashim Machim and decides that there's no more Isser Bishal Daraisa, then either you say it's Heter Gomer like the Rashba, or you say this will be an Issa Derabanan for whatever framework you create to fit that Issa Derabanan. Right, so according to the Rashba, once something is cooked up and decided, then cook it again as Heter Gomer. According to the Fidushe Ran, it's an Issa Derabanan. According to the Rambam, that's what we're still trying to figure out. The simple reading of the Rambam is there's still an Issur Daraisa. And if you don't accept the way we just explained based on the Drisha, so you have to explain how is that not the case, even if it's in Spasha Kozar. So the Igli Tal writes as follows in Sifkat and Yud Oz Tezvah. It says, when the Rambam writes, Hamavashal ala or Davishaya Babusha Kotsarko Pater, he doesn't mean to say that if it was a Babusha Kotsarko, meaning if it was Kabacha ben Psai, that you're Chayav. Ela bishem the kasav hamavashel ala or davishem b'bush kol tzarko is pater. Ubal hashmienu the dak ala or who the pater aval aser aval betoldas a or o kineged amedura mutar lechachila. So he understands that if you're Mevashel, Al or Mamish, even if it's Mevashel called Sarfo, that's going to be an Issur Rabbanan because that's an Issur of Hafzara. But if it's not Alawar Mamish, then that'll be Hatter Gamur once it's Nisbasho Bogzar. So the Pater will Usur is going on Isuri Hafsara, not on Isuri Bishop. Right, so now like the Drisha, the Rambam means what he says, and Kotsarfa means Kotsarfa. But the Pater Velasar is because of a ancillary problem of Hatsara, if it's Alu or Mamish. And that's Meduya, if he says, if Mavasha Alu or is Pater Velasar, for a different reason, not Bishal. But if you're Mevashel, the Toldos or if you're Mevashel on a Klimisha, Jehusa Regal, Debe Eish, or anything else where you don't run into the potential problem of Hapsara, then that's going to be Hedrigal. That's how the Igli Tal reads the Rasta. Now, we really pointed out this is in Am Mordechai. And tests that that's a little bit questionable just in context because we're not talking about Hatsara here. That's bringing something from far afield that the Rambam will discuss it later in Parak Tes, which is the Parak Avishal. But that's how the Igli Tal gets out of the problem of Pater.
I was thinking
the same issue. Mm-hmm. So, again, the Beis Yosef kind of glosses over the butter. Beis Yosef just assumes that according to the Rambam is like the Bali Tosos, that the threshold for invoking a bishul or kavishul is mishpacha kotzarcho. And he kind of glosses over the butter. So he understands the Rambam that it's taka mutter lefakila. If it's mishpacha kotzarcho, the Drisha understands that the kol tzarcho is labdak. It really means kamacha ben nisai. And we suggested maybe according to the Drisha, if you want to read the Rambam like the Kedusha Ran, that there is a difference between mishpacha kol tzarcho, whether it's tzarcho gamor, and kamacha ben nisai, whether it's still nisai derabanan. And the Gleital has the suggestion that the Pater Lesser is because of an ancillary reason of Hatsara, and that's Meduik and the Rambam that is Dafka Mevashel the Al Or, as well as the Toldus Or. But if it was Toldus Or, then it would have to be Hatsar Gok. So what is the basis of this machlokas we showed him as to whether the threshold, the trigger for ein bishul or kavishul should be machal ben dusai or this bashel called tzarcho? The Rabbi Willi points out in that piece that the Rambam groups here together with the din of the bishul called tzarcho, the din of ein otzarech bishul kla. Right, if something is totally edible raw, ain't no bishul klal, that's the same din as the vushal kol tzarcho. So he explains or suggests that according to the Rambam, the common denominator here is that bishul, the chi of a bishul takes effect, is relevant where you are being misakein, where you're being mashbiach the food. So when something is mishpacha kol tzarcho before Shabbos, there's no further improvement to the food. Just as something that's ein tzarech bishul klal, if you cook it, it doesn't really improve the food. And he pointed out the Shaar HaTzion in Sivkatan Kuf Yudalid, Shin Tafes Kuf Yudalid. Hine Rambam kasa dava vaso dava shibushu kotzarcho elchis artificial pal pater. The pater the aside, the hainu dava sha'ena mishabea klau aide abishal. When the Rambam talks about something that ain sarafishal klau, it means something where the bishal doesn't do anything for you. Ulafuke peros with the agavna shumishabea aide abishal. That you can eat fruit raw, but if you cook fruit, that's a different kind of fruit than raw fruit. That's mishaveyah, the fruit, even though it's edible without the bishul. So the Shaar HaTzion thinks that that's not included in the Rambam's ein tzarech bishul klal. V'teda, v'lo muchach v'gemar v'shabbos, mayim yesh bo mishum bishul. V'arei mayim gamken shows us so bishul klal, you can eat uncooked water. But you see from that side that it's not in there's a kasuv of ein tzarech bishul klal. It's whether the bishul is going to have an effect or a necessary effect. So if the bishul has no significant effect, it's fully edible without the bishul, or it's fully cooked without the bishul, and you're just being mevashel again, then that's not a violation of the malacha of bishul. Whereas, maybe according to the Rashba, the definition of bishul is simply halachic. Once something has halakhically been defined as mevushal, then ein bishal aka bishal. So if bishal come akum in Dushai, it's halakhic bishal. Just like it's halakhic bishal in Hilchos bishal akum, it's halakhic bishal in Hilchos bishal Shabbos. And once it's cooked in a halakhically defined bishal fashion, then ein bishal aka bishal, even if your subsequent bishal is going to have an effect. The Rabbi Willis suggested that maybe the nafkamina between this understanding of the Rambam, he frames it as a Rambam, whether or not you can say in the Bali Tosis, even if you don't want to present the Rambam exactly that way, but you know, the Rambam is the one who has the comparison of Kol Tzarfo to Enos Artificial Baal. So maybe the nafkamina would be the suffering of the Prima Gadim that we briefly alluded to last time. In the Gadim Safek, if you're Mevashel Bechama, and then subsequent to that, you're Mevashel Goor, you say Ein Bishel Akra Bishel. And Bishel Bechama is not Halachic Bishel, but if in practice the Bishel Bechama prepared something to an edible, a fully edible state, do we care whether that was really Halachic Bishel or not? So if we define Bishal and Shabbos simply in halakhic terms, then the Bishal Lachama wasn't the halakhic Bishal. And if there's no halakhic Bishal done yet, any subsequent Bishal, even if it doesn't add to the quality of the food item, is still going to be aser. But if Bishal is simply a function of the effect, so once in essence the food has been fully cooked, even if it was Bachama, so then you would say Ein Bishal Achar Bishal. Yeah,
I'm going to jump ahead, but the term of this, the sheet of the Iran, the Bishal Achar Filo for development, it's the, even though there's a halakhic cooking there, it's right. Still it's enhances it. Isn't that a raya to this malach, like the Ramadan?
Could be, but the majority of Rishonim assume that, see, if we're talking about what are we cautious for halakha, maybe, the majority of Rishonim is in that the Iran, and by default, probably ain't a fiyakar bishul. So at least in terms of explaining these rishonim, I think you're free to go either way. But that's a fair point. Then he says, well, maybe this is relevant to a microwave also. If you assume that cooking in a microwave is considered bishul b'chama, so then what, if you cook something in a microwave, so then is that subject to Ein Bishal Acha Bishal in this analysis? Would you say, according to the Rashba, that's not the Rashba, see, but would you say in this analysis, according to the Rashba, that if you cook something in a microwave, then Yesh Bishal Acha Bishal, because the first cooking was not a halakhically acceptable cooking. Then Rabbi will suggest that maybe that's not analysis isn't necessarily the case. Maybe even according to the Rashba, in order for one to be chayiv for bishul, you need to have both elements. Maybe in order to be chayiv for bishul, you have to have something that's bishul al pi din, but something that's also mashpiach in the mitzvahs. Maybe you would say Ein Bishal Acha Bishal after microwave or whatever. The Shvi'as Shabbos has a slightly different presentation of how to explain this machlok as we showed him as to whether the threshold for Bishal Acha Bishal should be Machal B'Nusai or this Bashal called Tzarko. Shvi'as Shabbos in the Bashal Os Ayin Hey, paragraph beginning with Tzarek Lomar. Right, Tzarek Lomar, the Hainu Taima, the Ein Bishal Acha Bishal, Mishum, the Kol Etzem Isser Melechus Abishal B'Shabbosu, Shalalasos Midavar Chai, Davar Mevushal. That Bishal and Shabbos means making something raw into something cooked. ומכיוון שנאבך הדבר מחי למבושל, בחל עליו שם מבושל, שוב אי מביסר את הבישל. So once you've changed the definition of this food item, you took a piece of meat that was raw, and now it's cooked. So you've already done your bishul. There's no subsequent bishul. Even though the subsequent bishul is going to improve it, but you've already passed that threshold of mufoshal, and the subsequent improvement doesn't concern us. The maybe that's not part of the definition of bishul. She rapid shanos, Aza etzem mechayel mevushal. Definition is simply changing an object from raw to cooked. Umisham hafi, afin ispasho rakam afa bidrusai, shayach lomer ein bishal akabishal, kevin to kvarchal o dabra shem bishal, kalsam melechas bishulo. But ana natina divinan bishal kal tzarkal lein ein bishal akabishal, he says that maybe the machlokas is a lot more narrow, that Eved agrees that the definition of bishul is taking something raw and cooking it. Machlokas is, definitionally, is the machlokas of bishul taking something raw and cooking it to the point of the minimum edible state, or cooking it to the point of this bashel called tzarfo. Then it's a relatively more contained and limited machlokes. But as the Shita Shabbos points out elsewhere, and anyway you slice it, you have to draw the line. We assume, as we'll talk about, that once something is mitzvah called tzarfo, even if it's mitzvah kviyafalo, even if further heating or cooking improves it, that's still going to be a mishal akabishal lekuliyam of halal. So at some point, you have to draw the line anyway that it reached a certain threshold, and now any subsequent bishul, even if it improves it, is not part of that, is not considered a bishul of consequence in the shots. So the way he presents it here is, my focus is simply where do you draw the line? At what point have you crossed that threshold of definition of bishul such that anything further would be a bishul achar bishul? So, lehalacha, the Mechaber and Sifdalid writes, Tavshol shen esbashol potzarcho, yesh bo mishim bishol im nitzkane. The imlon is basho klotzarfo, la filu is basho kabalcha ben drusai, shayepo bisho la filu ba'odarose. Okay, so the first line, we'll have to come back to next time. But the Mechaber paskins that the threshold of a bisho la harbisho is Nisbashel Kol Tzarcha. Mishbura writes in Sifat and Kav Zayin, Upash is a feel like they akam us of Ligmor Bishol. And here to be the Ebed, a lesser of Tapshel, the Ashlis Bachal Koskim, Shusovrim, the Kevin Nisbashel Kam Akam and Dersai, Shub Emes and Mishel Bishol. This is one of the examples where you could be mitzaref a minority opinion to hold paskin like Remeir on the Maisa Shabbos Shaila. And the Mishabura's analysis in Be'er Lacha Filo Ba'ad Rasayah is that his starting point was he thought that this was a minority position Rishonim, and then he digs up the Bali Tos, the other Rishonim that we quoted earlier, to support that there is, in fact, a large contingent of Rishonim that paskin the threshold of bishul achar bishul as the nisbashel kol tzarcho. I guess we'll stop here for today. Next time we'll talk about bishul achar bishul b'davar lach. and Misam Fiyafala Misam Ikarello. Yasaled is from the context of Bishal Akha Bishal, Bidavarlach, and the difference between the Tzanein and the Oder Rosef.
Okay.